Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Hey, question for you. What are some of your favorite foods that come in threes?
They come in threes.
Yes.
I might say Neapolitan ice cream, but when I was a kid, I called it Napoleon ice cream.
Well, why not?
And three bean salad. My aunt, does that count? Three bean salad?
Absolutely.
My aunt Jean made the best three. It sounds like, it just tastes like summer, three bean
salad.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask is so many great food dishes come in threes.
Oh.
So today, I have a roadmap for you to taste your way through three of Omaha's best summer festivals that are all happening this weekend.
Love it.
So here we go. You're going to start your day at the Midwest Fest, which is down at the Riverfront Park, formerly Hetch Fest. So picture yourself, you're going to be strolling through the Heartland of America Park.
Yes.
You're going to have a gourmet brunch cocktail in hand because they're really advertising those.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to find the perfect street-style brunch dish. So that might be a cheesy egg in a tortilla, could be a spicy sausage. But I'm kind of interested about the brunch cocktail. What kind of brunch cocktails do you like?
So is this walking around food?
Yes,
and
walking around drink.
Cocktails.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to think about the brunch cocktail. I normally do that only on vacation.
Well, pretend you're on vacation.
Oh well, can I do a Negroni?
That's perfect.
Okay.
So there will be 23 food vendors at this event. Now it is really about craftsman vendors, seeing a lot of homemade and craft style products that you can purchase and look at.
That's
but
cool.
23 food vendors is pretty significant. There will be artisan coffees, local brews. And one thing that's really interesting about this particular fest is they're doing a Flavor Quest friendly food competition. So as a participant, you can vote with a QR code and they will crown the favorite Flavor Quest food vendor on Sunday.
Okay.
So
cool.
after that, you're going to head to Midtown Crossing and have lunch at the Polish Fest at the Crescent Moon. That's the 15th annual.
I've never missed.
Oh, there you go. So you grab a European beer, you know, that beer garden. You're
going to
sit down,
get
yourself a Polish sausage. Now, I'm curious, what do you put on your Polish sausages?
You know, got to have sauerkraut.
Absolutely.
And some mustard.
You know what? I like mayonnaise on mine.
Mayonnaise. That's a good one.
And crispy fried onions.
If you presented a sausage with mayonnaise right now, that would be just fine with me.
You could also have
and
a pierogi.
And once again, Diane, I want to point out,
I didn't bring any food. Right. So you could also enjoy pierogi or cabbage roll.
Oh, the pierogi. You got to have it.
And there will be authentic traditional folk music.
Great.
You can just sit there. You mentioned how beautiful the weather is going to be.
It's going to be great. Oh, perfect.
Have your face in the sun. Have that music wash all over you.
Now, I may have a beer before the
sun
goes down.
There you go. So then for the next part of your day, you're going to head to Exarban. You know, it's the final 50th Summer Arts Festival, a little bittersweet, but I think it's a time to celebrate everything that festival's meant to the city. So you will see, of course, the headline is there are 120 artists from 19 states presenting their works, but there are also 13 food vendors in the area they call Taste Fest. So what I would suggest is sit at a park table, grab yourself some European street food, and that's basically a customized gyro, whatever you like to have on yours. Now, I like the lamb, I like banana peppers, feta, anything that you like particular. You can build your own. It's pretty cool.
That sounds delicious.
And then here's absolutely summer in a cone, and that's soft serve ice cream. When is the last time you had a soft serve ice cream cone? I can tell you it was too long ago, no matter when it was. So you can sit there on a stage and listen to music. I found two bands that have food themes. I'm going to be listening to Parfait and Juke Butter.
Parfait, that's Parfait.
Yeah. So there you go. Jeff, you know what? I can't wait to taste my way through three summer festivals.
Same here. Me too, Diane.
Me three.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Diane.
See you next time.
Talk to you next time.